be here. Oh, excited to have this opportunity to talk to you about a great new program we have called Get Golf Ready.
Now, before we start, did you hear about Lonnie Whitener, the guy who hit the hole-in-one, and his 13-year-old son was playing with him, and he hit the hole-in-one on the same hole right behind him? It happened at the River Point Golf Club in Richmond. You know, what are the odds?
Well, they say it's something in the neighborhood of 25,000 to 1 that an individual make a hole-in-one, right. So you can multiply that by I don't know how many.
25 times 25, maybe, to do that. Yeah. I don't know. Wow.
Back-to-back in the same foursome?
How many holes-in-one have you had?
I've had two.
Have you? Wow.
But it took me 38 years to get my first.
Eddie, I don't know. Statistically, right, it's amazing. So anyway, for folks who maybe want to take up this game of golf, y'all try to make that easier for them.
We do. And in fact, we're part of a national initiative. The PGA of America and many of the other leading organizations try to come up with a way to get people in a non-threatening, welcoming fashion. What's the quickest, easiest, cheapest, all the positives to get people into the game in a comfortable way. And we've come up with a program called Get Golf Ready. In a nutshell, four lessons, and we'll have you ready to go.
Wow. And what is the biggest negative? What is it that causes people to say,
Well, there are several factors, but of the game itself, it's a hard game. It's a hard game. People look at it and say, I can do that. And then they actually, you know, the ball's not moving, and not that sort of thing. But it's a hard game, and we want to make it easier. And we want to take the intimidation out of it and the threat out of it, if you will. And that's why some of the exercises that we lead people up to build this confidence and build a pattern of success. So when they do actually go to a golf course to play around a golf, they don't feel intimidated. There's, you know, we see it, unfortunately, way too often, where we've got three guys who have played all their lives, and they drag the fourth buddy along.
Yeah.
And he's got no clue, and he leaves saying, I am never going to do that again. That's what we're trying to avoid. Okay. We want him to come prepared to join his friends and have a good time with it, because golf is unique. If you and I were tennis players, and you were a much better tennis player than me, we would not have a lot of fun. Either you'd be bored or I'd be overwhelmed.
Right.
But the beauty of golf is people of different abilities can play together and enjoy each other's company.
Sure.
So that's why we want to get everybody involved. And this program would work for a family group, would work for friends, for individuals. The class size is no more than 6 to 1. And like I say, it just takes you right from square one. Everything from, you know, what do you do when you go in the pro shop? I mean, what's it like? How do you register for a tee time? What do you wear? How do you act?
Oh, that's very good.
It's not just the grip, stance, and swing. I mean, it's the whole experience of how do I feel comfortable in the golf course environment so that I don't stick out like a sore thumb. You know, people are self-conscious, so we understand that.
Sure.
The other beauty of it is you don't have to have equipment. You don't have to spend any money. One of the other criticisms of golf is its expense. This is an opportunity to come out and test golf.
Okay.
We'll provide the gear. We'll provide the opportunity to experience it. And if you say, you know, just what I thought. I didn't like it. Or you might say, wow, why didn't I do this sooner? That's what we hope you'll say. Well, in fact, our motto is discover the game and love it for life.
Okay. Well, your point about the club is really true. I mean, because there is a sanctity to the game. There is a tradition to the game. And you want to honor that. And so you're right. I mean, from the very first moment that you would step into the pro shop, you might feel out of your element if you don't know.
And that's what we want to hold your hand and take you through that in four lessons. It's all part of it. It includes a playing lesson out on the course. So literally, soup to nuts, and you'll know whether you're in it for the long haul. It's something that you want to add to your life enjoyment, and we hope you do. But the beauty of it is four lessons, $99. It's a Tuesday, Thursday, followed by another Tuesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. So in two consecutive weeks, you're done.
How long does each class last?
About an hour. But the last lesson is 2 hours because it includes the playing lesson. We actually take you out on the course.
Right.
We have a session that is just wrapping up now. Mm-hmm. Our next session will be in July, the 16th, 18th, 23rd, and 25th. And then an August session, the 6th, 8th, 13th, and 15th. And all this info is on a real obvious link on our golf homepage at briangolf.com. And you click through and register. It'll give you all the details as to what the curriculum is. It's taught by PGA professionals. So we hope people will take advantage of it because we really want more people to come to the game. Golf, unfortunately, is kind of like a bucket with a hole in it. As many people as we add to the game, we're losing people, and we've got to stop it at one end or the other to grow the game.
Now, the you said it's a no more than a six to one ratio. So, is there a limit to the class size, or you just add more instructors?
We have a team of instructors hoping that we have that problem.
Good, that would be good. Absolutely. All right, so go to the website and look for the link. And again, classes coming up in July and August. And like you say, what a great way to sample a game that you may have only watched on television.
And at Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course, our role, we feel, is to bring people to the game. It's an entry point, and we hope people will come to us and do that.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
us. All right, very good. We visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays in our community.